Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jaspreet Singh Kohli, consultant orthopedics, complex trauma and joint replacement surgeon at Kalyan Hospital, Ludhiana. Over the past few videos, we have been discussing about common orthopedic related problems in elderly and ways to prevent these problems. We had discussed about osteoarthritis, fracture and dislocations, the osteoporosis. Today, we'll discuss about another common cause, another common problem, that is backache. This is another common problem which is faced by everybody, but more so by the elderly. The back area of the body can be compared to a pillar of a building, wherein the muscle is compared to the cement part, the bony structure is compared to the iron bars of the building. So, if the cement becomes weak, the entire weight is borne on the iron bars, which tend to bend or break at parts where it is rusted or where it is weak. Similarly, for our body, if muscles are weak, then the entire weight is on the bone. And on the bone itself, the part which is more weak, the disc part, they tend to slip out and causes a nerve compression. Also, if the bone is weak, there is a chance that it may break. There can be a fracture for it. So, what all should we do? In an elderly patient, the muscles has a natural tendency to become weak. So our main aim is to put strength to those muscles, strength to the bony structure. Along with that, till we attain that strength, we should try our level best to put extra load on that area. There are a few tips which would help us do these things. We should avoid sudden bending. We should avoid lifting heavy objects. We should avoid jerks while we are driving. We should avoid prolonged standing. We should avoid sitting on the floor. Somebody asks, how does sitting on the floor help? Sitting on the floor is not going to cause any problem in backache. Only thing is when you try to get up, your entire weight is borne on the back. And if it is already weak, it tends to break. So what should we do? We should try to sit with the support. Whenever we are driving, we should use lumbosacral belts or other supports at the back while. Along with that, hot water fomentation. We should do regular back strengthening exercises. We should have a good and healthy protein diet for supplementation so that muscles tend to increase. These were all the topics related to orthopedic problems in the elderly. We had discussed about osteoarthritis. We discussed about fracture and dislocations. We discussed about osteoporosis. We discussed about backache. Now, at last, the take-home message for everybody. Everyone is to get old one day or the other. We should try to live it happily, relaxing and stress-free. So, at last, a compilation of few tips to prevent orthopedic problems while you age. Number one, have a good and a healthy diet. Second, keep on moving but avoid overexertion. Third, have a strong core muscles and bone. Four, do regular exercises. Five, wear comfortable shoes. Six, know your limitations and work according to your limitations. Seven, try to prevent falls by altering the environmental factors. Eight, follow the precautions to the maximum so as to you preserve and prevent the joints from getting degenerated. Ninth, don't indulge in self-medications. Do visit your doctor regularly to know about risk factors. The body of a person, I compare a body of a person as a building, which a building lives long, not only by a strong foundation, but it requires regular care, regular maintenance work too. Similarly, a strong body requires a solid foundation in form of a peak bone mass in the younger years. But along with that, it requires regular care, regular periodic checkups, regular diet, regular exercises, regular strength-related activities so that it lives long. So, a message for me to both the young and the elderly. A young person, try to have a good bone peak mass. so that you don't have an orthopedic related problem when you get old. Message for the elderly: do regular exercises, have a good diet, get regular checkups done, modify your lifestyles and work accordingly. Remember, age related processes are bound to occur sooner or later. There is no way to stop these. The only way what we have is to prevent the progress of disease. So don't get depressed. Stay positive. Thank you very much.